Hello. Can I help you? Oh, detective. Of course. I'm sorry. Please, come inside. Right this way. We can talk in the office, just here. Yeah, have a seat. Can I get you a drink? I'm afraid I've sent the staff home for the week. What, with my husband's passing? Oh, pardon the clutter here. I just wanted some privacy for a bit. You understand. I'm able to manage a whiskey or a martini, though. At least my husband always thought so. Of course. Oh! Sorry, I didn't expect you to sit there. Most guests don't choose the seat behind the desk. My husband's chair, of course. Can I ask what brought you here today, Detective? My husband? I don't understand. Is there a problem with the will? The probate? My husband died of natural causes. A heart attack, the coroner said. I don't know who you think you're going to convict of his murder. God? You think I killed him? I loved my husband, Detective. What? How could I have murdered him? A gut feeling. Well, what can I do to set your gut at ease, Detective? What would I have gained by his death? We were partners in everything. Marriage, yes, but also work. Yes, work. I'm a scientist, and that shouldn't be surprising. I worked alongside him at the lab. Ah, yes, of course. If a woman is smart, if you can even allow yourself to admit that a woman can be smart. She must also be a mousy, drab thing. A spinster. That's what men like you like to think. These boxes you like to put us all in. They're false dichotomies. Smart or pretty, rational or feeling, virgin or whore. I have a doctorate, Detective. I studied at Ivy's. I'm very good at what I do. Even without wearing baggy clothes and unflattering glasses and hunching so I don't take up space. Strange, isn't it? But then, I bet you think Hedy Lamarr is just a pretty face. Multiple patents in radio technology, actually. All self-taught, supposedly. She's a marvel. You, on the other hand, I can't see your logic. You think I killed him for his money? Read the will. Most of it's going to war charities. What's my motive? A lover. A lover. Let me know when you've found him. I've certainly never met him. You know, what about you, Mr. Detective? Do you have some drab little housewife at home? Pretty enough to marry, not enough to be a temptation. Does she do your laundry, make you dinner? Is this just you being mad that I'm not in the same little box? Or are you angry that you haven't even been able to manage to lock down a drab little housewife? Not even the mousy girls from school could stand you, huh? Oh, did I hit a nerve with that? I am so very sorry. I will repeat this again, as clear as I can make it for your tiny brain. I loved my husband, and your own coroner said that he died of natural causes. It must be very boring indeed at the police station, if you have so much free time you can go harass young widows. I had no idea the city was so crime-free. I think I have a gut feeling, too. I think you're here because you couldn't get laid with a $100 bill tied to your fly, and intimidating a woman makes you feel like a big man. Are you gonna hit me, big man? I promise you, it won't make me confess to whatever crime you've made up in your head. I don't know what you think you're doing, but... I must have really touched a nerve if you're so eager to prove you know how to touch a woman. All evidence to the contrary. What's the plan here? You fucked me so well, I confess. If that's your plan, you better get started. Not acting how a widow is supposed to act. Was I supposed to answer the door in a sackcloth and ashes? Am I supposed to never stop weeping? Have you ever lost someone, Detective? That's not how grief works. No. If we're doing this, Detective... If we're playing into your idea I'm just some loose woman, then you're sitting on the desk. Sitting on my desk, as this is my office, not my husband's. Those are my degrees on the wall. And I refuse to be beholden to whatever intellectual hip thrusting you think counts as sex in my own office. If I'm just a slut you think I am, I'm going to use you as a toy. After all, sluts have sex because they enjoy it. That feels hard for you to manage.
You remind me of my late husband, you know? Oh, detective. Not the intelligence, of course, but the hidden arrogance. Oh, he hid it for so long. Claimed to admire me and my work. But beneath he was seething, just like you. Does that feel like a confession? Maybe your mediocre cock is loosening my lips. Or maybe I'm just confident. Detective, is that what you think? You've been watching too many movies. It's not that I'm confident in my womanly wiles. I don't think one quick little fuck will get you to fall in love with me and suddenly protect me despite my terrible crime. Although it might. Oh, you seem the type. No, I'm confident in my genius. My husband at least appreciated that in me. I didn't lie to you, you know? I did love him. But that quickly faded when I discovered he was taking the credit for all of my work. Patents in his name going to secret accounts. I can only presume he had a fucking mistress. I was always faithful. You were barking up the wrong tree. So there's your motive, detective. But how did I do it? How did I murder a man who died of natural causes? You should have detected, detective. I was right there on the wall, in front of you the whole time. My degrees, right on them, it says pharmaceutical chemistry. Do you know how many things can give a man a heart attack that aren't tested for as part of an autopsy? Easy enough to slip one in his nightly martini. Oh, what a shame. He died in his sleep. His heart finally giving out. Oh, fuck. Probably some undetected congenital weakness. He was so young, so tragic. Now won't you arrest me, detective? Because of what I put in your drink. Calm down, detective. The only death you'll have. will be just a little one. Focus on getting your dick in the right place. Just up. There. Oh. After all, a genius doesn't let two corpses get found in her house in under a month. That is too suspicious. No. Oh, what I put in your drink. It's a clever little sedative I discovered. It has a convenient side effect of just completely wiping out short-term memories. Your eyes are dilated from far more than just your lust. So I know it's taking effect. Feeling a little dizzy. Lightheaded, maybe? Is your motor control getting a little difficult? That's why I'm on top. You just need to sit there, and I'll do all the work. Just like my useless husband in his chemistry career. Oh, God. Who knew? That the fear in his eyes was a man who has underestimated a woman who has such an aphrodisiac. Oh, your face. You really thought a good dicking would make me confess? Your gut may have been lucky, but the rest of you is such an idiot. Don't fucking move. Don't fucking move. Fuck. All that fear. And you still managed to come. Men are so simple. Now, you're probably feeling pretty sleepy. So, I'll just tuck you away. Wouldn't do to leave your dick out when I'm trying to play innocent, would it? There you go. And I'll just clean myself up a bit. So I'm calm. Good night, detective. Now, let's get that straight. Perfect. Oh, goodness. Oh, are you all right? You just took a tumble. Sounded like you smacked your head on the way down. Oh, no, I should probably call an ambulance. You might be concussed.
Are you sure? Careful getting up. Oh, maybe it's heat stroke. It's really hot out today. Oh, I'm sweating myself. Oh, well, you don't remember? Oh, gosh, you really should get that checked out. You came in. We had a lovely chat about my late husband. God rest his soul. I answered a few questions you had about the will, and then you just keeled right over. Oh, well, if you insist, I suppose I can't stop you. Here, I'll show you to the door. Just, oh, please take care of yourself, Detective. It wouldn't do if you croaked right over here on my porch. Maybe find somewhere cool to rest. Oh, you know, the new Picture Palace on Main Street just got air conditioning. Yeah, maybe take in an early show. I think they just got the new Hedy Lamarr picture. Yeah. Oh, I heard it's great. You're going to have a ball. Have a ball.